Hello and welcome to Eisner Amper's Technology Podcast Series. With more than 500 technology clients, we're always interested in the latest industry trends and developments, as well as any related business and accounting opportunities and challenges. Today's topic is using drones to increase crop yields. I'm your host, Dave Plasko, and with us today is Dave Katz, Senior Manager in Eisner Amper's Technology and Life Sciences Practice. We like to call this the Dave and Dave Show. Dave, welcome and thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
So, Dave, I think our listeners know by now that we're a pretty drone-friendly podcast. What have we got today?
I'd say we are. So we're looking at a drone startup, Arobotics, which is using its drones to help farmers in South Africa.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the company.
The company was founded by James Patterson, who grew up on a farm in South Africa. He got a master's in aeronautics and astronautics from MIT and then founded the company from his garage with his partner, Benji Meltzer. And the company now has nearly 200 clients in 11 countries, including here in the U.S.
Nice. So what do the drones do to help the farmers?
The computers use the images taken by drones to predict information on crop health. And they can pinpoint sections in the field that are underperforming due to disease, pests, drought, and lack of fertilization.
And how much of an impact can these drones make?
Arobotics says that they can increase harvest by up to 10%.
Okay. Now, Africa is a good proving ground for this particular type of technology, is it not?
I'd agree. Approximately 60% of the population live in rural areas that are heavily dependent on farming. The continent imports $35 billion in food imports annually. And additionally, the African Development Bank is investing $24 billion over the next decade in farming improvement initiatives.
Okay. Now, Arobotics certainly is making people take notice, aren't they?
Yep. Leaders from the company recently participated in Google's Launchpad Accelerator program. Okay.
Excellent. What else have you been hearing about the drone sector lately?
Yeah, I mean, they're still in the news. So Ohio wants to use drones to monitor highway traffic. Huntington Beach, California just greenlighted a project to use drones for public safety. The U.S. Navy just awarded a project where drones will watch over Marines in Afghanistan. And then you have MIT making micro drones, which will be the size of a honeybee. So continuing to evolve and obviously here to stay.
Okay, onward and upward with technology. Well, Dave, thanks for your expertise and this great insight.
Thanks, Dave.
And thank you for listening to the Dave and Dave Show as part of the Eisner Amper podcast series. Visit EisnerAmper.com for more information on this and a host of other topics, and join us for our next Eisner Amper podcast when we get down to business.